Hi, this is the question for Sheila Cotton, SHEELACOTTON, date of service is 5/4/2023. Date of birth is 10/20/1973, date of accident 2/25/2022. The patient presents here after an accident on 2/25/2022, where she was rear-ended in the driveway of Tim Horton, and she was a resident driver and it was a hit-and-run accident. Subsequent to the accident, patient started having experiencing severe headaches to the tune of 9, pain in both the shoulders to the tune of 10, with difficulty in lifting the arm beyond 90 degrees. And pain in the neck and the lower back also started. There was no radiation except for some numbness and tingling in the both forearms and second, third, fourth finger as a possible carpal tunnel syndrome. No other issues were reported. Some radiation to the right buttock was reported initially, but it is not present today. Overall pain is 9. The effect on the ADLs is also 9. General activity, the mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 9. Patient reports 20% improvement in the symptoms as such. The system review, additional history, the current pain medication, substance abuse and compliance, we kindly review the chart. The physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure is 128 over 91, pulse is 94, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is from the previous visit, which is 0517-067, with the musculoskeleton and with the extremities examination and general review only. Diagnosis is the same. Plan of care will be as follows. The patient is provided medication, which is Mobic, to continue 15 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation and sleep, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 or 2 or daily for PRN for severe pain, even for headaches, Xanax 0.5 mg twice a day PRN for anxiety, Zoloft 50 mg twice a day PRN for anxiety, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for pain relief, for headaches. Furosets 1 or 2 every 6 hours, we are in 50 of them for headache relief also was provided. The MRIs were available at the time of dictation and they will be discussed. The patient will continue her physical therapy. She's going to continue her counseling. Her neuropsych evaluation she canceled. She was informed that it is quite important to identify the brain trauma. X-ray of the right hip has also not been done. X-ray of the pelvis has still not been done. Regarding the MRI, the findings are as follows. The lumbar spine MRI has a same status as previous MRIs. There is a status post anterior fusion of L3-4, L4-5, but however, there is a 6 millimeter anterior listasis of L4 on L5. However, there is no disc herniation. Facet irregularities are present and they are contributing to bilateral high-grade neural foramen and narrowing without any central canal stenosis. In L5 and S1, there is no disc herniation, only facet irregularities. In the cervical spine, there is a fusion of the cervical spine from C3-4, C5-6 and C6-7. There is a disc herniation encroaching on the anterior epidural space. There is also a broad-based disc herniation at C5-6. They were not present before. In the right shoulder, there is a complex right full thickness tear of the distal supraspinatus tendon, complex tear and fragmentation anterior superior glenoid cerebrum, partial tear with irregularity of the long head of biceps tendon, AC joint degenerative changes without impingement. The patient will be discussed in more detail as this MRI is yet to be discussed and a new treatment plan is yet to be devised. And these MRIs were available at the time of dictation, so they have been dictated into the records. We will have an extensive discussion with the patient, and we'll try to bring her to the speed. We'll also impress upon her to get the neuropsych done. Thank you.